Remember all those old, if you love something, set it free posters? Butterflies and birds soared through the air in not-so-subtle displays of freedom. And ships were never to rest in harbors, but to sail endlessly until they crashed on the rocks of discovery. Well, such notions have long since been replaced with the modern, you can never be too careful. Our collective commitment to that maxim hit home recently when an exceptionally kind friend of mine was declared unfit to adopt a pet. The friend, who lives on an acre of land, refused to lock a cat indoors for all eternity and was turned away from the local Humane Society. To get to the bottom of the issue, I dug up literature from the Humane Society and the American Bird Conservancy. Their argument for indoor cats is twofold. It's better for cats, and it's better for wildlife. The American Bird Conservancy cites several studies about cat predation. In one study, scientists calculated that Wisconsin's rural free-roaming cats kill between 8 million and 217 million birds a year. 8 or 217? That's the kind of wide-ranging assertion that earned me a math tutor. Other concerns involve rapidly breeding cat colonies and the spread of disease, both valid worries, but neither is relevant to a vaccinated, neutered cat. The final claim, that cats aren't safe outside, is undoubtedly true. Free-roaming cats are poisoned, mauled by dogs, and hit by cars. In other words, they die out there. Don't we all? Humans, too, get hit by cars, mauled by animals, murdered with guns, and poisoned by pollutants. Life is fatal. As people, it's our prerogative to cower at the prospect of death. But are we entitled to extend that neuroses to our pets? Granted, there are places cats shouldn't roam. Even the most agile cat can't be expected to dodge taxicabs in Manhattan. And if you live on the edge of a bird sanctuary or where small endangered species reside, obviously the cat belongs inside. But let's not pretend that one rule works for all communities or all cats. And let's not pretend that there's no fate worse than death. A life without soil and sunshine, mud puddles and grasshoppers, I bet your average cat would call that a fate worse than death.